This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that the United States hopes to create conditions where people will be able to and will want to return home to their countries rather than resemigrating to the United States. Speaking in Lima, Peru, the third stop on his South American tour, Pompeo said the Trump administration hopes the millions who have fled Venezuela will soon be able to return.
It is our deep hope that we can achieve our objectives quickly, timely, so that these individuals will return to their home countries. It's what they want. I think it's what the people of Peru and Colombia and the other countries that are graciously, generously hosting and educating these people today. We want to create the conditions in every country so this migration, as these refugees don't need to travel to these places.
On Sunday, Pompeo continues to the Colombian border town of Cucuta to visit with Venezuelan refugees. Sudan has its third leader in as many days. Military interim leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has promised protesters that they'll soon have a civilian government after 3 days, and I should say 3 decades, of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. We get more from Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Burhan was sworn in on Saturday. He was the military's number three, but is believed to be more ready to talk to the demonstrators. And protests claimed another high-profile scalp Saturday, Sudan's powerful intelligence chief Salah Ghosh. Buoyed by success, protesters ignored an overnight curfew Ibn Auf attempted to impose. Sudan's protests have met violence. At least 16 people were killed by what police said were stray bullets at protests and sit-ins on Thursday and Friday.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. This is VOA News.